Just think of all the lives it has affected, not just those who came to listen, but performers. Curly Lewis, I interviewed, who was a great fiddler, as we say. In fact, I interviewed him on the stage of Kane's Ballroom. You may not remember that, but you helped make that happen. Tommy Alsup interviewed him, and he'd come in from Claremore, and he'd just stand and mouth wide open. We know what a great musician he became, and so many others that this influenced just by standing there watching performers. It's just great. And it was known as country western and western swing. But then the Sex Pistols appeared in Kane's Ballroom in 1978. Tell us that story.
Well, as much as I know about it, again, this is one of these groups that Larry Schaefer took a chance on. I think they played 8 places in the United States. It was a couple days after the concert in Tulsa. They played in San Francisco, and then everything fell apart, and they went back to England. But it was a snowy January or February, because I've got pictures of Ku Klux Klansmen outside boycotting these guys. They were 4 crazy guys from England, very anti-establishment. But it came off, and we got recognition because of that.
You get recognition because of Sid Vicious.
He put his hand through the wall of our green room. The green room was very small back then, behind the stage. But he was mad, and he put his hand through the plasterboard. And we kept that and framed this 24 by 24 piece of plasterboard. That was, again, that's what Schaefer did, so many nice things. I mean, some great things, not nice. Schaefer did so many things that made the Kanes big in a different way than Bob Wills, because he new rock, old rock, the Willie Nelsons, Merle Haggard, the Bad Boys from Texas. You just have them all the time. Yeah. And so people knew that there was always going to be something going on with the Kanes. There used to be a little area for children in the back, like a little play area. Bob Wills also said that they wouldn't stop playing because they're afraid people would go across the street and not come back if they go get some booze. So they'd all have, like I said, flasks in their boots, and they'd just take a little nip every once in a while, just keep right on playing because they'd want the fans to leave.
So we've got that history, and then I just saw advertised maybe a few weeks ago the group, and I get a kick out of the names of groups now, Insult Attack, King Cabbage Brass Band, Blue Whale, Comedy Fest, are appearing at Kane's Ballroom.
Yes, we've diversified ourselves beyond mud wrestling, which Larry Schaefer did a couple times back in the 70s and 80s. Yeah, we've been successful with some comedy shows. We've been successful with some burlesque shows. And so we learn. Chad has learned we'd rather book things that make money. We don't want to, book somebody. I think they're going to sell 1,600 tickets and sell 300. The bands don't like 300 ticket sales because they don't want to be listed in Polestar magazine if they only sold 300 tickets in Tulsa. So sometimes bands will cancel a show because they just don't want that information ever put out. Bands come and go. I mean, we'll book a band that hadn't had a new album in 3 years. That's hard. Whereas we have Marcus Mumford coming in October, and he has a brand new album coming out in September. What's perfect timing? I mean, it's already sold out. It's sold out in one day. So we don't advertise on the radio very much. We do for country and western. We don't advertise on billboards at all. There used to be the rag magazines that we used to have here that aren't popular now, or not even there. I don't see them. It's word of mouth, social media, Facebook, Instagram. Hunter's big on Instagram and putting things out, and it's just we've learned. I mean, 20 years, Chad and Hunter have learned how to make this business go, and yet the same time, we want Tulsa to be proud of us because it's come up 100-year anniversary of that building being built and still going, because there's not very many places, if any, that have continuously been serving booze and music for 100 years.
Right. So will we ever, can we see a country act there these days? Is
yes.
there one coming in or been?
Yes. They blow up, those country acts blow up pretty big. Some, they'll have come up with one big hit, and all of a sudden they'd rather be the opening act for Luke Bryan or something than come to the Canes by themselves. But yes, we still do. I mean, Blake Shelton started there. Luke Bryan started there. It just goes on and on. Jason Aldean started there. Chad's got all these memories of meeting all these guys.
You have an opportunity, if you want to meet these people, to do that, don't you?
I try to. The ones I really am most interested in, yes, I'll go back and thank them for coming. We have a usually meet them back in the back. We have a big separate building that we bought. It's called our green room. It is beautiful. Ping pong table, bathrooms. I mean, so the artists really like getting off the bus. Some like to stay on the bus, but when they see this room, they'll get off the bus and move around more. So I'll go back and try to meet them all and just say thanks for coming. Appreciate it. Your tour manager's great, and we'd love for you to come back.
They're nice people, I would imagine, for the most part.
Yeah. Very nice people. The pandemic shut down my ability to see them as much because they didn't want to see anybody. But it's loosening up a little bit. They're all still scared. Gary Clark Jr. came to town. They're all real scared. They all weren't wearing masks, but they're, you know, one of them gets sick, mm-hmm. screws up the next night. Two or three of them get sick. It really screws it up.